Citrus County residents say they've been dealing with flooding in their community for over 30 years.
It's costing us property. It's causing us damage.
That was Ken Jaeger, who's lived in his home on West Admiral Byrd Lane in Crystal River City for 34 years. When it rains, Jaeger, like many in his neighborhood, is unable to mow his lawn. Right next door, Mark Masella is unable to walk the length of his yard. High levels of water recently damaged his septic tank.
The groundwater blew out the sewer pump because there was so much groundwater because of that underneath. I came home from the hospital. I just got out of the hospital a month ago. And when I came home, I couldn't flush the toilet. And I'm like, uh-oh, I had a problem.
Across the street, Joseph Jancy is also experiencing flooding, which he says has only gotten worse.
These last 2 years have been the worst years in a while. Anytime there's construction, there's problems.
Citrus County is currently undergoing two big construction projects on U.S. Highway 19. Though the projects don't impact this neighborhood greatly, Jaeger says development is always an issue. For example, he says new mobile homeowners are being encouraged to raise their properties due to the flooding. This negatively impacts homes at a lower level, like Jaeger's.
Now, why would you build up something and change the direction of the flow of the water from its natural grade? Because all the water is getting underneath our homes and it's settling. My doors ain't working in my house properly anymore. Like right here where that cooker is, you can see to where it's bowed the skirting.
Though residents say they've complained to the county on multiple occasions, Jaeger has been unhappy with the response.
And this time what they did is they did us a big favor. They put signs, road flooded.
Yeah.
Then they tried to fill that big pothole right there. They tried filling that
while it was underwater. We were sitting here laughing our ass off.
Now, if that ain't a waste of tax dollars, I don't know what is.
According to Jaeger and Masella, Citrus County has also brought out pumps on a few occasions to help remove the water on West Admiral Byrd Lane, the only entrance in and out of the neighborhood. Though Masella and Jaeger both agree that this is helpful, Jaeger thinks a better, more permanent solution would be a new sewage or drainage system.
Bring the sewage in. You know, they want to push. Their big thing now is water and septic. Yo, get the sewage first. Let's see how good of a job you do there. Then we'll talk about the water and sewage, because our wells and our septic tanks are working just fine, as long as we don't go underwater.
Amy Gallo, WUFT News.